Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 328 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by becoming empty of letting the mind knowing go and sit in the revealing of the truth. And from this place of clarity, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our heart, to clear vision, coming into the present moment. Settling into the next few minutes, allowing there to be no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. Coming into the present moment right now, letting go of all the concepts, all the thoughts, all the emotions. Empty. Noticing what's here right now. There may be thoughts, or body sensations, emotions, just noticing what's here, not really caring if they are here or not here. Simply allowing them to be if they are. And noticing that you are the space that allows them to be. Being aware of what's here now in awareness. Without attachment, without meaning given to it, moving any interest in what's showing up in awareness to the awareness itself. The spaciousness of simply being. Remaining here and simply listening. Eckhart Tolle writes in his book, A New Earth, space consciousness means that in addition to being conscious of things, which always comes down to sense perceptions, thoughts, and emotions, there is an undercurrent of awareness . Awareness implies that you are not only conscious of things, objects, but you are also conscious of being conscious. If you can sense an alert inner stillness in the background, while things happen in the foreground, that's it. Space consciousness. This dimension is there in everyone. But most people are completely unaware of it. Sometimes he points to it by saying, "Can you feel your own presence?" Space consciousness represents not only freedom from ego, but also from dependency on the things of this world. It is the spiritual dimension. Which alone can give transcendence and true meaning to what is found in awareness, the world. Whenever you are drawn into a story, upset by an event, a person, a situation, the real cause is not the story, the event, the person, or the situation, but a loss of true perspective that only space can provide. You are trapped in object consciousness. Unaware of the timeless inner space of consciousness itself. if you find yourself drawn into a story. Simply return back to recognizing what you are. Spacious consciousness. if you find yourself drawn into a story. Simply return back to recognizing what you are. Spacious consciousness. The spiritual path is a path of knowing, one step at a time, as knowing is revealed. Therefore, the spiritual path is also a path of not knowing. One who knows with the proud, proud mind is not open to revealing. Revealed knowing without mind knowing is the unfolding of the spiritual path. Given from our Holy Spirit. The spiritual path is a path of knowing, one step at a time, as knowing is revealed. Therefore, the spiritual path is also a path of not knowing. One who knows with the proud, proud mind is not open to revealing. Revealed knowing without mind knowing is the unfolding of the spiritual path. The spiritual path is a path of knowing, one step at a time, as knowing is revealed. Therefore, the spiritual path is also a path of not knowing. One who knows with the proud, proud mind is not open to revealing. Revealed knowing without mind knowing is the unfolding of the spiritual path. The spiritual path is a path of knowing, one step at a time as knowing is revealed. Therefore, the spiritual path is also a path of not knowing. One who knows with the proud, proud mind is not open to revealing. Revealed knowing without mind knowing is the unfolding of the spiritual path. Thank you for joining for quote 328 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.